Section 2, Real Life Coping Skills. Now that you have a better understanding of where your fear comes from and what type of fear you're dealing with, it's time to get started on learning to manage your fear. First, we're going to delve into what I call the four P's of life to get your real life in order and to help you reach your goals of being free from fear. The four P's are purpose, priorities, physical needs, and a positive outlook. Number one, purpose. It's critical that you connect to a deeper sense of purpose, of why you're doing what you're doing. Is it to fill a lifelong dream, reach a certain goal, meet a specific challenge? One of my favorite sayings is, purpose leads to courage. And there's a great example to be found if we look back in history. Let's look at the difference between World War II and the Vietnam War. In World War II, our soldiers were fighting a tyrannical maniac murderer. There are many stories about courageous soldiers risking life and limb from both wars, but the psychological damage done to soldiers from the Vietnam War far exceeded that from World War II. Remember, purpose leads to courage. Also, it's important for you to think about, who are you doing this for? This might be a hard question for you to answer. If you're doing this for you and you have a purpose, you're going to succeed. If you're doing it for someone else, you need to really take a long, hard look at it. This is way too hard a sport and way too difficult a task to be doing it for someone else. You may have some hard choices to make, but I encourage you to find the answers to these questions. Number two, priorities. What are your life's priorities? Is it your health, your family, your home, maybe your career, or your faith? Where do horses fit in this list? You know, if you really stop and think about it and you take a long, hard look at the things that are most important to you in your life, what you may discover is that horses aren't very high up on the list. It's important, as you work to tackle this fear of horses, that you learn to keep your priorities in line. If you keep things in perspective, you're going to realize that this really is not such a big thing. Number three, physical needs. It's important to take care of yourself. Your body's like the hard drive of a computer. Doesn't really matter how good your monitor or your keyboard is if the hard drive doesn't work. It's important that you sleep well and come to any writing endeavor well rested. It's important that you eat right, because chemistry is a real big part of a calm focus. Just imagine if I'm on my way to the barn to take a lesson, and on the way there I drink a Mountain Dew and eat a Snickers bar. Is that really going to help me have a calm focus during my lesson? Another component of your physical needs is your fitness level. It will always increase your confidence to increase your fitness. Now, that doesn't mean you need to be a buff bodybuilder with rippling muscles. It just means that you have to make an effort to improve your fitness. Like a lot of people, I like to make a New Year's resolution every year, and about half the time, that resolution has to do with losing weight and getting in better shape. To meet that goal, I get home from work one day, and I decide I'm going to take a walk around the block to get in better shape. So I put on my exercise clothes and head out the door and take a nice brisk walk around the block, and when I get back, do I feel better about myself? Of course I do. I just made a step to get in better shape. Am I in better shape? No. But the point is, by making an effort to get in better shape, I feel more confident and I feel better about myself. So make that pledge and make that effort. Make sure you sleep and rest well, you eat right, and you get in better shape. Number four, a positive outlook. A positive attitude will carry you through a lot of tough situations. Have faith in the positive outcome. I'm a big believer in the philosophy that you make your own reality. By thinking positive and having faith in a positive outcome, those things are more likely to happen. Also, make sure you surround yourself with support. Whether it's an instructor, a riding partner, or your spouse, share with them your goals and your plan, and make sure you're surrounding yourself with people that are supportive of your goals. If they aren't supportive of you, you need to think about replacing them. Make sure you celebrate every little success that you make. Share it with somebody in your support group, or if no one else, share it with me. I love to hear from people telling me about their success stories and overcoming their fear of horses, so send me an email. Remember, you need to expect occasional setbacks. That's just reality. You won't always make forward progress, but don't let it get you down, and remember, just accept it and move forward. One more part of a positive outlook is to recognize the difference between stress and recovery. Stress is the giving away of energy, and recovery is the replenishing of energy. Know what you as an individual need to do to replenish your energy. For instance, an introverted personality gains energy from being alone, while an extrovert gains energy from being with others. Whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, you need to know what it is you need to do to replenish your energy, and make sure that when you're ready to tackle this fear of horses, you come into it with a full store of energy. Remember the four P's of your life: purpose, priorities, physical needs, and a positive outlook. Getting these parts of your life in order will help you tackle your fear of horses. In the next section, we'll take a look at some specific tools that you can use to help banish your fear and build confidence.